All the way from Scotland, Big Country, with a song called In a Big Country. Well, you are in one now. It is just about 8:09 on over 103.5. Big squash tournament happening as from today, the BDO Namibia Squash Open. And I have two very special studio guests, one all the way from PE. What's its new name, Hayley?
Kubega.
Kubega, that's the one. Yeah. It's got to have a in there as well. It's a real Afrikaans. You know, it sounds like you've got slide. So I go to Kubega. PE, I remember PE from those days. So welcome, Hayley. And with me also is Le Hugo. That sounds very French, but he's not a rugby player, actually. He's one of the Van Rooyen clan. Yeah, that Van Rooyen clan. The Van Rooyen clan. Okay. So Quentin's son, is that correct? One of his sons.
The youngest.
The youngest. Okay, so did you ever get ragged by your brothers?
Well, it's a given, you know, it's a given.
And with a name like that, you probably get nailed, right?
You know,
we're just going to call him Lego. Yeah. Apparently, his mates call him Lego.
That's fine.
Is
with
that
me.
When they're sober or when they've had a couple of beers?
Both.
Can you like walk like a Lego man? And
I can try. I can try.
Okay, so a big tournament coming up. In fact, two right after each other. That's what makes it kind of tough. Hayley, how often would you normally play in tournaments? I mean, you are, as far as I understand it, the top ranked women squash player in South Africa, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have a couple tournaments during the year. We have a lot of PSAs in South Africa. So lots of the times have to travel to Johannesburg for them. And then we have our big interprovincial and our nationals and everything else. So, yeah, it's probably recently there's been quite a lot of tournaments. So I think it's been ramping up. Like there's been, I think, this will be the fourth tournament in a row.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it's awesome playing matches and playing against different people. So, yeah, it's a great experience.
And you obviously, you have to, you know, give yourself enough recovery time on top of the rest of the life that happens in between. But in this case, you're not getting that, though. You have Sunday off.
Ta-da! Yeah, one day to swim and tan in your heat of Namibia. but, yeah, I think I'm quite used to it just from the way, like, so we often had like interprovincial and our intervarsity, which was 2 weeks of hard squash.
Sure.
So I think I'm quite used to the continuous like stress on the body.
The squash there generally though is much more widely practiced in schools and universities, right? Most of them have squash courts. Well, not all the schools necessarily, but most universities have squash courts and teams as well, right?
Yeah. So our intervarsity is like very competitive and a lot of the varsity players actually play in our interprovincial.
Wow.
So like it's a great exposure for them. And I would say it does start in the school days. We have IPTs from Under 11. The Under 11s have an IPT. Yeah.
As opposed to here, Lego, where most schools don't have offer squash as a sport simply because most schools don't have squash courts. And of course, we have Wanderers and a couple of others. But generally, though, there's not a lot of facilities available.
Yeah, well, Dion, if you look at across Windhoek, we have the Wanderers Squash Club, which is, you know, world-class squash club compared to clubs around the world. And we have Klein Windhoek Squash Club.
Yeah.
And then we also have some courts at the UNAM University. But if I can add to what Hayley said to give a bit of perspective regarding South Africa and Namibian squash, I played South African squash for quite a while. They have 150 tournaments a year. Which means that in any given weekend...
You literally
weekend,
couldn't actually play. You'd have to pick and choose.
Exactly. Wow. Which means that any given weekend, there's three tournaments happening somewhere in South Africa. In Namibia, we have anywhere between 10 and 6 tournaments a year.
Sure.
So the exposure and the amount of experience that we gain just playing locally here against each other doesn't even stand a chance when you compare it to South African tournaments. But that's why these guys are here. We're here to grow the sport, you know, we're here to get that exposure and, you know, put Namibia on the map regarding squash.
I was speaking to Nicole yesterday from BDO and they were actually talking about pulling in their international branches as well, especially the South African one, to sort of network and make it more often that they actually present tournaments.
Of course.
So the sponsorship is looking good. So if the two of you had to play against each other, she's going to kick your backside, right?
Well,
obviously.
Well,
I mean,
it'll be a shame for me to admit it right here on radio.
Well, the whole world is hearing it.
I think when the door closes, it'll be a different answer. No, Hayley's a quality squash player. It won't just be showing up at court and thinking it's going to be a walk in the park. I definitely think it'll be a very, very tough run. I'm going to have to say that Hayley might give me a run for my money.
Ooh, he's a very confident man, isn't he?
But,
okay.
But then again, you know, the exposure that we have here in Namibia versus what these guys have in South Africa, you simply can't compare the two.
Yeah.
But when you do get a chance to play against these types of quality players, you know, it's always a blast and you always learn something new.
Okay, so when do you guys start? Because I believe the matches start this morning. So you guys might be playing today already or not?
Yeah, so my first match is this evening at 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll also be playing at 4:30 today.
Okay. It will be the first how many matches. Courts are there actually at
So at the Wanderers Squash Courts, there's four courts.
Okay, cool. And those, so games will be happening all the time.
They'll be occupied all the time. All right. There's four draws in this first event that's happening now. The PSA draw, the men's A draw, and the men's B draw, and then the ladies draw as well. So squash will be continuous. They're actually playing matches right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So head on out to Wadras, go and check out
Go and spend some time there. They do sell beer there, right?
They sell, they have the coldest beer in Windhoek. And they also...
All right, well, there we go.
And they also have the best prices. So.
Nice thing is, after like six beers, like, what sport am I actually watching here? What? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's nice to go and watch squash. I've never, I was never a very good squash player. I kind of started, and then much like with golf, I, you know, gave up quickly. But I love watching it, though, because it's very tactical. It's not as brute strength thing. All right, so right after that, you have a day off, and then we have the Visions Consulting Test Series, right? Yes. Which are four countries, Namibia, South Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe, playing in a test series. Literally, this is at an international level. So the people who play in that get national colors as well.
Yeah.
That is...
Have you got national colors before for South Africa?
Yeah, so I received my national colors for senior last year when I went to the All Africa Games, and then I went to the Women's World Championships in Egypt. So
So how did it go there?
Yeah, so in All Africa, South Africa came second. We narrowly lost to Egypt in the finals.
They're apparently a real powerhouse when it comes to squash. Yeah.
At the World Champs, we actually ended ninth, and we won the most improved team. Like, based on our ranking, we did like the
best. Ninth internationally.
So, yeah.
So well, what is South Africa's ranking?
Well, we went into that, I think, ranked about 13. And we ended up coming ninth, so that's why we won the award for like the most improved team. So that's actually an awesome experience, and our team did really well against the other international teams.
Wow. Okay, so when we're talking about test, we're talking about teams against each other, right?
Yes.
So a team from Namibia men, team from Namibia women, and all that,
So if I can break it down for you, Dion, there, each country sends two teams, a ladies and a men's team. Each team consisting of five or six individuals, the six being the reserve. So if there were any injuries or so forth, there is the six player.
So if you wipe the floor with her, and she, you know, and Hayley, you completely knackered on Monday.
Hayley and I won't necessarily meet each other on the test series, but we train. We can train together.
Oh, I see. So okay, cool. Of course.
I'll be playing against her male counterparts in the South African team.
Yeah.
And what do they look like? Well, what is the strength of the teams? Because I mean, if you're there and you're top ranked in SA.
Yeah.
We're talking serious players here. These are not also rants,
so
right?
Our strength is quite good. Our depth is quite good. So to put it in perspective, I'm number one in the team, but the next four players, which is Alexa, Tegan, Shalomi, and Elena, those four have all beaten each other and lost each other.
Like, okay, so literally they're at that level, basically.
Yeah, so it's literally pulling out of a hat who's in what position.
And you will just rank them for the sake of
Have a ranking.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, so we do have a ranking because there is people that's probably been a bit more consistent, but they have all beaten each other. Like, it's awesome to see that. Like, the depth is quite good.
And you do that so that you have kind of strength against strength, right?
Yeah.
So the best male player in your team will play against the best one in SA, best one against Zambia. Okay,
that's the long and the short. You know, the players are ranked from 1 to 5. The number ones will play against each other. The number twos will play against each other, and so forth. And
unless
so forth.
The reserve comes into play, of course.
It depends. Yeah, yeah. It depends. So,
okay.
The top five players of every country is represented here. I know there are a few of the South African men that aren't here that are supposed to be here. But still, they've sent a world-class team to South Africa.
I think in South Africa, you'd probably go quite far down the range to get the same kind of levels because there are so many really good players
pool,
there, right?
The pool of quality players that you have in South Africa is, you know, endless. You can put together a very, very strong team. The Zambian teams and the Zimbabwean teams are very strong as well.
The Zambians, I mean, every now and then they pop over here and they surprise a lot of people.
Zambians, you can't underestimate them. They're very hard workers. They're technically very sound. It's going to be a few hard days of some very hard squash.
Have you played, I mean, obviously you would have played against the Egyptian women. Have you played against other African competitors?
Yeah, so we played against a lot of them at All Africa last year. So there was a team competition where we played against the teams.
And then
at All Africa, they also have an individual competition. So you actually
like a test series, but also on an individual.
So All Africa would be a similar narrative to the test series, just double the amount of teams.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds good. I mean, but it's great to see that there's so much happening. Which hotel are you staying at?
So I'm staying at the Airbnb right now, but for
have they got a pool, a decent pool?
No, they don't. Hence why I'm swimming and tanning on Sunday when we check into what's it called?
Arabush.
Arabush is cool.
So I'm going to tan there on Sunday.
Good stuff. Hey, there we go. So if you want to see Hayley tan, no, don't. Please. All you perverts, just leave her alone.
I don't think that could be a good plan.
But they've got a nice pool there, so yeah, I'll spend some time. And there's hot weather on the way because we don't have spring here, much unlike you guys.
Clearly.
We have winter, 3 cold days for the last wrap, and then from then on in the north it's 35, 36, 37 today. So yeah, there we go. Just don't toast yourself, right? Lobster look on a squash court is not good, especially wearing white.
It's okay. 20 minutes back inside.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, that's good. Keep it safe. Okay, guys, this was nice chatting to you. I might see you guys this evening. I'm going to try and pop over there and have a look-see. Maybe do a quick interview once you guys have had your first games and get an idea of what's going on. Again, you see? See, but it was easy, right?
Sure, okay.
It wasn't tough.
No, Dion, if I can provide some perspective of one last perspective of this test series. It's the first test series that Namibia has organized. Okay. You know, Namibia has been host to many international tournaments before.
Okay.
We've had All Africas here, we've had World Championships here, but they're all sanctioned and arranged by third parties.
Okay.
And the Namibian Squash Association has arranged this test series.
Oh, wow.
And we thank them for their efforts. It's not easy pulling something like this together. And then obviously the main sponsor, Visions Consulting.
Yeah.
Without a sponsor, these tournaments won't be possible. Sure. And, you know, I just want to send a big shout out to the sponsors and the guys that arranged this tournament. It's the first one of its kind. Yeah. And we hope to have some more of these and get some of these quality squash players into to increase the level of squash in Namibia.
And it is a spectator sport. People Absolutely. Get out there, go and watch. There's going to be lots and lots of good quality squash. And to the Namibia Squash Association, don't screw it up, okay? No, I'm sure it'll be fine. Okay, guys, nice chatting to you. And I don't want to say break a leg because that's for theater. So just play well.
Thank you.
And may the best person win, whoever you play against.
Thank you.
But so good stuff. That runs then obviously until
next week, Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. That's the two tournaments, essentially back-to-back, apart from Sunday off. Monday, I know they've got an opening ceremony now, because it's international.
Yes.
So they have to play the anthems and all of that stuff, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then after that,
there will be consistent squash on court from now until Wednesday.
And if you time it properly, you can actually go watch the squash at Wanderers.
Yes.
Catch the rugby game. Okay.
At Wanderers as well.
At Wanderers as well. Yes. They normally have like steak, fries and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, what are we going to do? We have to eat. And then we're right there, right?
Of course.
So, okay, cool. We might see you around. And I'll definitely pop by. Thanks so much for spending time. Now go and prepare. You have matches coming up,
right? Hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dion.